Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast. This is the space and the place for leadership learning. I'm Joanne Smichael. I'm a speaker, an educator, a consultant, and a forever student of the world. Enjoy this episode. I heard a sermon that made me think a lot about fundamental leadership responsibilities. If you listen regularly, you know that a lot of my podcasts are inspired by sermons. So this is no exception to that rule. The minister, Bishop Frank Madison Reed III, titled his message, Encourage, Equip, and Empower. Encourage, Equip, and Empower. Aren't those things that leaders are supposed to do? Well, yes, they are. And I'm going to take each of them one by one. Encourage. Encouraging the heart is a term that was coined umpteen years ago by Kuzes and Posner in their book, Encouraging the Heart, A Leader's Guide to Rewarding and Recognizing Others. This is a classic work. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to. So, encouraging hearts makes people feel better. Of course, they feel good about the work, about their relationship with you, the leader. But Kuzes and Posner provide a few more real important reasons for doing this. Their rationale is that if you encourage the heart, people are going to engage and commit more readily and more deeply. People will feel valued and they're going to want to do more and do it even better. How do you encourage the heart? How do you do this? First thing is to honor the human beings that are working with you by learning about them. Are they moms? Are they dads? Are they hobbyists? Are they single? Are they partnered? Who are they as people? Getting to know them is an act of caring. It shows that they matter to you beyond the jobs that they do. Second thing is to be quiet and listen. The listening leader is the one who has the advantage of knowing and understanding what people need, what they want, and what they're willing to invest. The actual act of listening means not being distracted. It means focusing on the message and asking clarifying questions to be sure you got it, to be sure you understand. It's about developing the habit of not interrupting, not finishing the other person's sentences, and not assuming that you know what they're going to say. Listening means that you'll resist the urge to formulate a quick response, hear them out, and reflect before responding. Third thing is, you've got to demonstrate gratitude. If you want to encourage people, you've got to demonstrate gratitude. I did a couple of podcasts earlier this year with Linda Rozak Burton, the author of Gratitude Heals, and she provides so many deep insights on gratitude. So how do you do that? Thank people. Thank them. Thank them privately if that's what they need. Thank them publicly if that's what they need. You'll know how they want recognition by getting to know them. You know, I'm a big believer in the good old-fashioned graces of writing thank you notes. Create your own unique ways of recognizing effort, recognizing success, and recognizing accomplishments. That's how you encourage people. I want to move next to equipping. How do you equip people on your team and in your organization for success? Most obvious thing is to make sure that they have what they need to do the job. I used to do a lot of consulting in long-term care, nursing homes, which then became called post-acute care. I was doing an assessment of a chain of facilities, and this theme came up. The theme was that the nursing assistants did not have sufficient supplies to provide personal care for the residents, the patients. But some of them were ingenious. When the supplies were delivered, they'd hide the adult diapers, the Depends, for the patients that they liked the most. One of the nurse's aides, and I still laugh when I think about this, what she did was to stand up on a chair and hide them in the ceiling tiles. Yep. She'd push that acoustic tile up and use that drop ceiling for her personal supply closet so she had what she needed to take care of her patients. It's real obvious that these employees were not well equipped to do their jobs. Leaders equip people beyond ensuring that they have supplies. They equip people by fostering an environment of mutual respect. by co-creating a culture that people really want to be a part of. Equipping also means that people have the knowledge, the skills, and the abilities that are required to do their work. I believe that every employee, no matter their level or their function, needs an individual development plan. It's the guide for their growth. It's a tool that helps you, the leader, and them figure out what they need to know to do their jobs with excellence. And then you can plot the course for getting there. The individual development plan may include training and education. It may include job sharing or shadowing. It may even mean preparing the person to take on a new role. Another way to equip employees is to allow them leadership responsibilities as appropriate. Give them opportunities to grow by making decisions. You'll still be accountable, of course, but allow people to lead within their sphere so that they can develop that additional skill set. Coaching and mentoring. I am big on these two things. They provide equipment for success as well. And it doesn't mean that you need to be the coach or the mentor for every employee. Of course, you're going to coach them in things specific to their role on your team. But you're also going to help them by pairing them with other coaches and mentors who can help them in ways that you can't. The last piece I want to cover is empowerment. I think that empowerment and transparency are the most overused words in the business lexicon today. I'm over those words, but the message that Bishop Reed preached was encourage, equip, and empower, so I have to spend a little time on empowerment. Empowerment, by definition, is the authority that we give someone to do something. It's how we make another person stronger and more confident. It's how we help people build their abilities so that they can accomplish and they can excel. I think of it as a tool for helping people build the confidence to self-advocate and use their voices. So how does it happen? How does empowerment happen? It happens by allowing and encouraging people to take full responsibility for their work. Doesn't mean that you won't check in, monitor, and support. It means you won't micromanage. It means you'll trust your team enough to let them do their jobs. It means you'll coach as needed. It means you'll have strong enough relationships that they won't be uncomfortable asking you for clarity or for help. Empowerment also happens when you let people be seen and heard. Here's what this looks like. Let them present about their work at meetings. Invite them to have conversations and build connections with stakeholders. You don't have to always be front and center just because you're in the formal leadership role. Empowerment also happens when you can share the successes of your team members. It's important to be sure that they're acknowledged for their accomplishments. When you do this, you're giving the vote of confidence that increases confidence. Empowerment allows people to see the relationship between what they do, what they accomplish, and the accomplishments, the strategy, the objectives of the larger organization. It helps people to know that they can achieve results and that they don't need permission for every little thing. When you allow and encourage employees to make decisions for themselves, you free up more of your time to do the work that's required of you. When you let them grow, you're enabling yourself to grow too. And don't you want to have the bandwidth to address critical decisions, complex issues, strategic imperatives? By encouraging autonomy, there are mutual wins or mutual benefits. I also think that this raises the bar on their performance and on your performance. I am going to wrap up now. Remember three things. Part of your leadership responsibility is to encourage the heart of others. Then you got to equip them for success. And once they're equipped, give them the autonomy indicative of empowerment. Thank you for listening. Be sure that you subscribe and share. You can get more leadership learning from my YouTube channel and by following me on Instagram. Reach out when you're looking for a speaker to energize your next event. Reach out when you need curated leadership learning for your organization. Reach out when you're ready for consulting that will help your organization fulfill its potential. I'm Joanne Smichael, and thank you for tuning in.